It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
Time.
It's time. Time to think about the things that you otherwise wouldn't say. Lucky for us, these two will say anything.
Come on!
It's time for The Fawcast with Chris Williams and Mark Charter. The Fawcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Why pay 7% to list your home? Choose the flexible 5 or 6% plan for you at charterhouseiowa.com.
Hear more from Mark following this episode.
Listen very carefully.
Shall we do this then?
No, just take it one time.
An audio experience unlike any other starts now.
Time we're actually recording on a Friday. God bless. Mark Charter here at the he's Mark Charter. I'm Chris Williams. We're at the Charterhouse Real Estate offices that look like they're getting redone. Looks really nice in here, Mark.
As we're expanding, planning to expand, we've changed things around a little bit here to accommodate new bodies.
Did you hire these people yet?
I
need to meet them.
So on Wednesday night, what we did, a little bit different. I think our special guest is arriving. What we did was I met with everybody individually that's expressed interest so far. Several people that listen to the podcast, by the way. So this thing continues to work in that aspect.
In weird ways.
Exactly. Now. Yep. So
that's good, though.
So I met with all of them, and then on Wednesday night of this week, all of the people that were somewhat candidates came in to meet everyone else that already works here at Charterhouse. But I was not here. Daddy left. All right?
Yeah.
So they could feel free to ask real questions and get to know the people that work here.
I had that happen to me once.
What do you mean?
Where I wasn't really applying for a job, but I was being courted for one. And the head person set up a deal for me to meet / have beers with all of the other people. And they grilled me.
What did you think of it, though? That process.
Well, I think it's actually really smart because in a company like yours, I mean,
yeah,
if you don't get along with one person, that's a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we've extended invitations to I think five people right now to join us.
Wow, five?
Yeah.
And if they all say yes, you're taking them all.
I'm taking them all. Yeah,
you need a bigger office, man.
Well, this is not the type of office, as I've said before, where people come and hang out all day. Now, when they're getting trained, they will.
That's true.
This is more of an informal office. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Dylan and his wife, Fawcast listener.
Yeah,
closed a house with Amy yesterday.
Nice.
So another
Dylan. All right.
Yeah. So
score for the good guys.
He bought a nice house through Amy. Loved Amy. Everybody loves Amy.
She's like Amy, top five nicest person you've ever met.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, she's...
You know who else is?
She's the real deal.
Casey's top five. Hi, Casey.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Mark.
Now, I called you an intern on Twitter.
What?
I know. Well, I said...
You called her an intern?
Yeah, I said Friday, or I was promoting the podcast on Tuesday, and I said, tune in because it's the return of the interns, et cetera. I know you're not an intern, but...
I didn't know that you did that.
But you're young, and I equate youth with... intern status. So I may continue to call you the intern.
That's kind of rude.
I know, but it's what we do here.
Do you have any idea, Casey, what you're stepping into today?
No.
You have no idea.
Pull the mic a little closer.
You have no idea what the podcast is?
How's that?
There you go. That's perfect.
But hey, it's Friday. I am whatever.
I wanted everybody to get to know you a little better since you're part of the team now. And so Adam used to do this podcast with us.
Poorly.
Yeah, and he was by far the least popular part of the podcast. Is that accurate, Mark?
For sure you
ran that poll.
100% sure. Yeah,
no, we're just giving Adam a hard time, but I thought it'd be a good time for everybody to get to know our new sales director because it's a bye week. We don't really talk much football.
Yeah, it's Friday after work
on this podcast.
Friday after work, which we rarely do on Fridays anymore, but I think some people listen to this on Fridays.
I always try and promote it at 3 o'clock on a Friday. Do you ever notice that? I'll have the tweets in the Facebook schedule because then it stays true to the form.
Yeah. So, and don't be nervous, but from what I've heard, I'm really starting to believe you on this. There's a lot of people that actually listen to this, and I know this because they keep coming up to me and telling me that they listen to it, or they say they want to work here, or they want to buy a house, or whatever.
The good thing about your deal here is that we have such a young demographic at Cyclone Fanatic.
Yeah.
So, like, these people who are probably listening have not ever been in the market for a house.
Many
but
of
eventually
them.
They will.
Many of them, yeah. So Williams gets the celebrity thing all the time because, let's face it, he's got a radio show. You know, he's known as Mr. Fuzzy Taco, whatever. You know, he's
The pride of my life, being the Mr. Fuzzy Taco guy.
But, like, occasionally, like, the best thing for me because
By the way, I ate lunch there.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
For free.
Okay. No, I did. I pay just like everybody else.
That
and
is
I walked
weak.
In there and some guy, Fuzzy Taco!
Oh, my goodness.
This is what I'm talking about, right?
I still need to go there. Maybe I'll go there for lunch today.
It's pretty good.
Have you spent time with Williams yet where someone has come up and talked to him and said, like, I love your show or love your show?
No, but I went on a few sales meetings and I say, you know, Chris Williams, and they go, oh, the Fuzzy Tacos guy.
Oh, you're getting a reputation out there. So for me, the highlight
They better not ever kill that advertising.
This is as famous as...
Because I'm going to be the Fuzzy Taco guy until I die.
This podcast thing is the most famous I'll ever get. So it's fun, though, when I'm with my wife. There's been a couple instances where I was buying some alcohol, surprise, surprise, in addition to milk, probably, at Hy-Vee, and I had to give my...
You're buying milk?
I had to give my ID. I either had to give my ID
milk,
or my credit card.
Cranberry juice and a female type of vodka.
But I was at Hy-Vee and the guy checking me out, that sounded bad. The guy that was working the checkout line asked if I was the guy that did the forecast. I said, yeah. So that was one time. And then down at the Big 12 tournament this last year, a guy in our row.
Yeah, this is a good one. Yeah.
A guy in our row said, Charter. And I didn't know who he was, but he's like, I love the forecast. And my wife, every time my wife's with me, she hears one of these, she does the eye roll, and she's like, oh crap, here you go, ego inflation time. But the guy had a full beer, hadn't even taken a sip out of it. He's like, here, have my beer. Hands me down the beer, and I'm like, this is paying off. Like,
absolutely.
Deduct what I have to pay Fanatic each month from that beer.
That's why I've tried to like burn into Casey's mind as she starts doing this.
Yeah.
And I think we saw this last Friday with the Ava Memorial,
mm-hmm.
but we're a lot more than just a website. It's like a community type of deal.
Absolutely.
You guys crushed it on the Ava thing.
So
money-wise, right?
We raised alone, like our people raised like 17,500 or 17,500
on a goal of
5,000. Yeah. And then the guy, Brian Losey in Bondurant.
Yeah.
He's the guy who won the lottery a few years ago.
He's got a few pounds
around.
Yeah,
he's doing okay. Yeah. But he's a really charitable guy and does a lot for the community. And he gave us $10,000 on top of whatever we raised.
Oh, my goodness.
So we raised almost $30,000. And that's really significant because if you know anything about this charity, it's like basically every $400 you raise, like a kid with cancer gets to go to camp for free.
Mm-hmm.
So then you start timesing that by, you know, what we raised. And it's really a significant deal. So that was awesome. And that made a really tough weekend for her parents. It maybe brought a little bit of light to it, mm-hmm. I guess. So that was cool. And I also want to promote this too real quick before we get on. We've been actually organizing this for like months. Today, if you're listening on Friday, swing by Bondurant at the Brick Street Market. We're doing a big, it was supposed to be Ava's birthday blood drive. She, as you guys no, by now passed last week, but we're still going to have balloons and we're doing all kinds of,
yep.
We got 3 blood trucks. It's a
what
lot
time?
Of blood. It starts at 2.
Okay.
And it goes until like 7:30. So swing on over.
How much blood do they take?
That would be my first time ever giving blood.
How much do they take roughly? Do you know? Like not quantity, but like a little. Quite a bit.
You've never done it before?
Yeah, I mean, I've given plasma before. I've done that.
This is different.
Not a blood drive.
You sit there and you basically are like, you know, you hold the things because they want your veins to pop out because mm-hmm. it shoots the blood out faster.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I do is I drink heavily the night before and it makes your blood really thin. So then it just squirts out.
Doesn't it also make your blood full of alcohol?
So what did you have to drink last night?
Oh, Lord. I should show you guys the pictures.
By the way, you know I'm not a big drinker.
My buddy Ben passed out in the back of my truck.
Last night?
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Thursday, just a Thursday night in Bondurant. Yeah.
Look at what I drew on his stomach.
Oh, gosh. If only they could see it.
Yeah.
What's the timestamp on there?
It's not a timestamp. That's a penis.
No, the on your photos. Never,
yeah, I was gonna.
Oh yeah, 11:41 last.
You hadn't shown me yet, but I was gonna guess a penis, and I'm right.
Yeah, well, I did two of them. Then he rolled over.
See, I've never.
Don't ever pass out in the back of my truck.
I don't understand that, and we've had this conversation many times. Because if I drink too much, I'm gonna puke. I won't pass out. So I'm never gonna get to that place where people are drawing on me, and I'm not aware of it.
I can't.
Because to drink enough where I would pass out, I've already puked. Mm-hmm. And once you puked and the room's spinning, you're just done at that point. You're going to go to sleep. You don't pass out. I wish I would be a much bigger drinker if I could just simply pass out. Because that sounds okay to me compared to being sick and hating the world.
Yeah, I don't ever get sick.
You pass out.
Oh, you don't?
Never.
I'll do like once a year.
Okay, where you just go overboard.
Maybe twice a year.
I can't do it.
Well, that's because you drink vodka, right?
I'm only vodka.
See, that's your problem. You go like from 0 to 60 fast.
I go 0 to 150.
Straight vodka?
You
put something in it?
Pardon?
Are you putting something in the vodka?
Oh, no. Yes, I'll do like vodka cranberry. It's
all the drinks you drink, Mark.
The doctor tells me not to do it, but I will always do vodka sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, I'm going to give – people already know I'm soft when it comes to drinks. I'm going to give a plug for a beer here I had the other day, which was great. So you already know it's going to be fruity before I even bring this
up. Hey, after that, we're going to promote our beer club because it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this is the right one.
What?
Go ahead and talk. I'm trying to find this.
Our K-State trip.
Oh, we're working on that too?
Yeah.
All right. We're making progress here.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's your problem, though, because you just dive right into the vodka.
I know.
If you would just work your way up a little bit, it'd be a little bit better for you.
And I need to find, like, I actually tried last week Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
I had a steady incline with those.
It's not bad.
It kind of made me tired. That's the only thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just pop in a Red Bull every now and then. Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to plug this beer because I don't. I can't remember what
where
kind.
Did you have it at?
Well, I had it at a tailgate with our good friend John Olson. He said this is a good
breakfast. Olson's a classy guy.
This is a good breakfast beer, and it was a pineapple beer, and it tasted fantastic. It was really, really good, actually. So I was looking to see if I could give a name on this thing.
Did I tell you about the Hawkman who was trying to pee in my truck?
Oh, gosh. What? This is a story.
You haven't told me this story?
Oh, my.
This is the perfect podcast.
At the Iowa State game.
Dude, I feel like we need to wrap up whatever conversation we were having here. No, I'm just going to dive right in.
Dive in, man.
This is kind of the ADD podcast, Casey.
Oh, yeah. We're just bouncing everywhere. Yeah,
that's what we do.
This is what we do. We're like the Seinfeld of podcasts. So
she's too young to know what this Seinfeld is.
Have you ever watched Seinfeld in your life?
Kramer, right?
Yeah, giddy up. Yeah.
Yes, my uncle named his dog Kramer. He's obsessed with Seinfeld.
Yeah, I like your uncle already. I feel like I'd like to have a beer with him.
Boom.
Yeah. Mark gave me a great gift one time, actually. It's a blueprint.
It's like those.
Seinfeld. Yeah.
It's like
phenomenal.
Those.
It's hanging up in my office.
Blueprints of TV homes.
The home office, yeah. So we're coming back from RVTV. We're going to our last stop, which is Ames. And normally our RVs are, you know where all that construction's going on?
Yeah.
For the Riemann Garden
stuff? South side, yeah.
That's normally where they're at.
Yep.
And God bless Iowa State. They mean well. They work with us significant. We can't even take our RVs to Iowa City for the game, okay? So, like, Iowa State is phenomenal to work with. They're very polite. They're trying to get it so we have the best shots possible, best locations possible. It was out of their hands because where they normally put us, and then the rest of those lots are people pay for.
Sure.
Right? You can't just kick people out.
Yep.
They put us in the student lot.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
So I knew this was a terrible idea. Like, I'm telling my father-in-law, whose RV I'm pulling around, I'm like, we should bail on this right now.
Like, you're across University Drive in that kind of dirt grass lot.
You know, like, where the wooden fence post is?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
– okay, all right.
That's, like, right where I'm at.
All right.
And I'm just like, guys, this is a horrible, horrible idea. We need to move the RV. Like, let's not do this. I'll broadcast my show from here, and then let's get the hell out of here and, like, just have a nice night at home with the family. This is a bad idea.
Yep.
And, well, everybody's like, well, but they had all these tailgating plans that clearly I'm not a part of because I'm working. And it's like my parents, Ashley's parents, toddlers, and they're all going to have this RV be the center point to their tailgate.
Amongst the students.
Well, I'm like, I don't trust this RV because I knew that the student lot was opening at 3 a.m.
Okay.
3 a.m.?
Yeah, because it's an 11 a.m. kick.
And so they could not be there Friday night.
And I'm like, just I better stay in the RV.
Yep.
Because, like, God knows, like, because those students were lined up ready to go at like midnight.
Yeah.
Like they're, you know, pulling shots and like their trucks and like they're ready to go.
Yep.
So I camp. I sleep in the RV, which was fine until about 3, you know, and they start rolling in. And man. Like at 4 a.m., boom, like I'm hearing like Soulja Boy, like bumping.
And they're not pulling in at 3 a.m. and go to sleep. No. I mean, all these people are
like
up.
A cyclone.
These people now have 8 hours to get their drink on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like whoever had the party going next to me, he actually was a Fokker. He came over and introduced, he was actually.
He didn't swear, by the way.
Fokker.
Yeah, Fokcaster. Get it?
Fans of our show are Fokkers.
It reminded me of the
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of stole it from that. But
Your name is Gay Fokker.
Gaylord.
Oh, funny movie. Funny. All right.
Good, clean fun.
Continue.
So, you know, like I didn't get much sleep or whatever, but the guy sees my Cyclone Fanatic flag, and it's like really – he's like, hey, you know, if anybody messes with you – like, this is my party. Let them know. I mean, he's got, like, subwoofers everywhere. Like, this is a party. They're doing, like, keg stands. Like, they're rolling.
Yep.
And I'm like, hey, this is fine. The kids are just having fun. Well, I have to go do my pregame. Well, first of all, my parents show up at, like, 7. And it's a cesspool of really disappointing.
Human debauchery and bad mistakes.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, there's kids getting arrested on the RV.
People probably getting pregnant, to be honest with you.
And the girls, Casey, the girls these days, like some of the outfits.
I know. I'm so embarrassed. That was me like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like they wear bikinis to the
games. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
There's nothing wrong with your butt cheeks.
Actually,
everyone should be proud of their own butt cheeks. But everyone in the world doesn't need to see your butt cheeks. And that's what happens now.
Very classy compared to some of the things I saw that morning.
I mean, I'm not wrong, am I? There's butt cheeks everywhere now.
Yeah.
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 Because the girls do that deal now where
they wear the side boob.
Side boob.
Yeah,
is
I heard side boob is way in right now.
A lot of times from gals who probably shouldn't be doing it.
For sure.
So I go and do the pregame show. And I come back and, I mean, it's really hit the fan by this point.
Yep.
It's my mom sitting on the other side of the RV in a chair, and my mom looks like she's seen a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, your dad left.
Oh, my gosh.
She goes, your dad was so pissed at some of these kids, he just left.
Yep.
Because of some of the stuff they were.
And that's saying a lot, because your dad's a friendly guy. I think he'd be out there talking to them all.
He's phenomenal. Like, he's one of the nicest people. He was pissed. My in-laws are just rolling up, and I have Cammie with me. So I'm holding Cammie, and I'm carrying her over to this, which was a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
Awful parenting.
You live and you learn.
But it's more I'm trying to get her to the grandparents so I can go do my job.
Yep.
And as I'm walking up, there's this guy in a, like, an old ragged Iowa jersey, and he's opened the side of my door to my truck. And
now, how student or older?
I would guess anywhere from student to 25.
Okay.
And he's whipping his penis out to take a leak in my truck. So, you know, you have two options here. You call the guy out on it, or you just...
Get your truck urinated in.
And I called him out on it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to let a guy pee in my truck.
Yeah.
So I got to him before he did, and he puts it back in.
This guy, I assume, is obliterated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a bad deal. And he's got, like, a crew around him.
Yep.
And he's got, like, a girlfriend who made him look sober.
Yep.
I guess it's a bad deal all the way around.
Oh, gosh.
And instead of, like, being like, oh, man, I didn't mean anything by it, it goes straight to calling me every obscenity in the book and wanting to straight fight me. Like, drop the gloves and fight me.
Like
holding my two-year-old.
He felt that it was his right to piss in your truck. Is what I'm gathering.
And when I called him out on it, it pissed him off. Like, drunken anger is what resulted in this.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so you're like, I'm about to get in a fight holding a two-year-old in my hands.
Well, that was, like, the whole, like, deal that was going through my head, because it's like, okay, like, how far can I take this? Because I do have my daughter with me.
Yeah.
Like,
and you don't want to scare her.
And it did. So she starts crying because this guy's yelling at her daddy.
Yeah.
Like, and then my mom sees what's going on, and she gets involved, and the guy starts swearing at her. Luckily, after about – so I walk away. The guy's still standing by my truck. He's not peeing in it, thank God. But I'm keeping an eye on him. In every 2 minutes, he's just yelling. He's taunting me.
Yeah.
And the reason I didn't leave is because I was worried
about... You know people, though. This is where the celebrity would have come in handy. You could have easily got this dude arrested or
I could have, but I didn't want to... I mean, the guy was
clearly... Well, he's a Hawk fan. Come on, dude. Yeah. Should have called Popo.
I could have easily texted somebody and taken care of this guy, I didn't... I mean, we've all done dumb things.
I've never pissed in anyone's truck, tried to.
That's my... Like, who does that, for one? And then who, like... wants to fight a dude holding a 2-year-old girl.
I know.
Somebody that's super intoxicated, I'd start there.
Well, I still feel like you wouldn't do things if you were sober. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a limit. If I was drunk, I wouldn't go rob a gas station.
This reminds me, though.
You know what I mean? Still have boundaries.
When I was at Iowa State, I had a friend in a fraternity, and I'm sitting in his room with him talking during a house party. So there's hundreds of people, like, outside and whatever. We'd had enough. We're up in his room talking, and this guy comes into his door, into his room, and they had, like, wardrobe closets, like, just a closet with, like, a curtain that you'd pull aside. And his was open, and this guy comes in, whips out his donger, turns towards my buddy's closet, and starts pissing all over the clothes that are laying there on the floor and stuff, thinking it's a urinal or something. You can get that drunk. Where you have no clue where you are, no clue what you're doing.
I told the story last night. After my buddy had passed out in my truck, we were talking about good passing out stories.
Yeah.
And my senior year, I lived with three other guys. Two of them were on the football team, and one of them was top five smartest people I know, but he would get so drunk, like you're talking about, where he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Come back from a game, and it was like the final game of the year, and like all of our families were coming back to the apartment to have a party. And my buddy, I'm not going to say his name because he's a very successful in the medical field now. He had essentially not gone into the game and just tailgated the whole time. Mm-hmm. Made a really bad decision to drive home. Well, he didn't put his grill out in the back of his truck.
Yeah.
So, like, we're all getting home at around the same time.
So you're saying the grill is smoking at this point?
It's like it's on fire. The back of his truck looks like it's on fire in our driveway. So, like, one of the dads puts this fire out, essentially.
Yeah.
And we walk up there to see him peeing in the closet that's like – it's like the pantry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen because he thought it was the bathroom.
Oh, man.
And, like, the moms are like, ah! Like, it was this big
like reveal. I can't even begin to fathom that. No. Again, because I'll never get that drunk where I could do
never
something like
never.
That.
Never say never.
I just can't. I'll puke. There's no way I could get that way. So, anyway, to finish your story, the guy eventually left you
alone.
Well,
finally, his buddies, like one of his buddies.
Now, were all the buddies dressed in hot gear, too, or were they staters?
Yeah, I say we tweet and we find this guy.
What a jerk, man.
What number was he wearing?
I believe it was 21. It was an old Freddie Russell jersey, I think.
Okay.
Let's, like, find him.
I'm just going to let him go. Okay. It's not my job to...
Until 2 years from now where he's back.
No, I think what happened was his girlfriend finally got uncomfortable. His boys were not doing anything to really help.
Yeah.
Some other...
Were they drunk? Pretty bad?
Oh, yeah. They were all hammered. This one guy who was part of the big tail... See, this guy was just a roamer. He didn't really have, like, a spot. He was just walking around.
He was going around stealing beers from people.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the guys... You remember I told you about the guy who was running the tailgate?
Yep.
A couple of his boys, I think, went over and got in his face... Because they saw what was happening from a distance. And I think this guy all of a sudden was like, okay, I'm outnumbered here. I'm going to leave. And then he just left.
Well, maybe they saw that it's not cool to try to assault someone who's holding a small child. That
was my deal. I was more offended by that than I was him trying to pee in my truck.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know.
Luckily, my daughter's 2.5, and later that day, she didn't even remember it.
Yeah.
But, like, what if that guy would have tried to fight me while I had my 2-year-old. Seriously.
Oh, I can't imagine.
What if she was 4 and that guy punches daddy in the face? Like, that could really scar a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we learn from this? You're going to stay out of the student lots from now on?
That is the – well, yes. And again, it's trust your gut because I knew it was a bad idea. I knew that we had no right to be in that lot. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
The RVs from RVT should not have been in that lot in the first place. And I don't really blame Iowa State because they were doing their best to accommodate us.
Mm-hmm.
We should have known better. Yeah. We should have done our shows there on Friday and left, period.
Why does you mention, and I know parking is probably the main issue, why does University of Iowa not even try to accommodate RVTV?
Yeah, I think it's just they don't really have any place like that.
Yeah, they're just all booked.
It's they don't have like lots.
I wonder what they do with their high-end donors. I know they have some lots right next to the stadium. They're small.
Yeah,
but they're not nearly enough to cover their high-end donors.
The amount like that Iowa State has compared to what Iowa has. I mean, Iowa City, like that stadium's in the middle of a city.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let me ask.
Trice is basically it's like a old field that's been converted into campus.
This is not one of my Fawcast 5 topics, but it just made me think about this. Something to this or nothing to this. The story that's been going on right now is as of 2 days ago, 4,000 tickets left for their big Saturday night game.
Yes.
Coming up. I've been reading some online comments. It seems like, to me, there's a couple reasons. I've heard three probably that jump out. The main one seems to be cost, $95 a ticket to go to this game. The second one would be a lot of Hawk fans maybe live in Central Iowa. They don't want to make the drive over there. And a night game, especially a well-attended night game, you could be waiting 2 hours to get out of the city of mm-hmm. Iowa City. I've done that before. I went to that Ohio State game. That was a big one there several years back.
I've done Cyclone Reaction from there. Left 3 hours after the game and still had a hard time getting
there. It's a nightmare,
oh, wow.
Right? It's a nightmare. So there's that. Plus, the big one you hear is, well, the comforts of home. Right?
Mm-hmm.
HGTV, bathroom, snacks, replay.
Pause.
Whatever, right?
Free so beer.
Is there something to this? And the opposite side of this coin is Iowa State, which is if Iowa State's in the same position, playing a top 10 team, it's a sellout for sure. No questions asked. What's different over there? Why is the game not sold out?
I have no clue because – I'm on the fence with going, and everyone's like, well, why wouldn't you? But
hassle, you live over here, so it's hour and a half,
correct.
2 hours there, 2 hours back.
I think it's simple. I think that it's the third. I mean, Iowa fans, when they were 12-0, weren't selling out.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's the comfort of the home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not an Iowa thing. This is a trend nationwide. People don't. You don't have to go to the game to get a great experience anymore.
So if that's the case, and maybe it will become this.
We're going to have the same problem on Thursday night. They're not going to
think they're going to sell out Texas?
I don't think they will. If they do, I'd be very impressed by this family.
Did they sell out you and I and obviously Iowa State?
Yep.
I think I'd be surprised because I think it's a big game. It's a winnable game. It's Texas.
But at Thursday night, like here's the problem that Iowa's got, and I think the same problem Iowa State will have on Thursday, is you've got 80% of those fans are going to be at every game no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least in Iowa State's stance, like they're going to go to the ones until it's November and it's freezing and you got two wins. The problem is when you've got to get the rest of that 20. And those are your fringe people who don't plan all summer for tailgates. It doesn't matter to them. They're the ones bringing three kids to the game. And at that ticket price, with that night, like the fringe people, it's better off for them to just stay
at
home.
Family of four with snacks, with gas, you're spending $400 to go to a game.
That's what I think will happen on Thursday with Iowa State. You're going to see 55,000 people there. But that last, like, 6,000, 7,000, like, it's like –
You know what Iowa State does, though?
At work and, you know.
Iowa State, though, and this is tricky. In any business, when you're selling a product, you want to keep a price point, right? You don't want to
– Casey
sells advertising, right? So if I know that if I hold out for 2 weeks, she's going to drop my rate 50%, I'm probably going to hold out and wait for that rate. That makes sense.
Mark's playing his cards.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Iowa State has in the past done a good job where at the very end, if they've got 3,000 tickets left, they'll say like, hey, you get the free Coke and the hot dog. And that appeals to people. Or they might, you know, whatever. They'll tweak it. They've done that in the past. If Iowa said our $95 ticket is now $45, I think they're going to get a lot more people.
Absolutely.
So the university needs to weigh big game, national TV in both cases. In the Texas-Iowa State game of the week type deal. And this game is being hyped on ABC big time for Iowa. do you want a full stadium? I think you do.
Oh, I'm for a sure. Especially when they're doing the black and gold.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to have like chunks where it's not attended.
The only thing is, and I'm going to ask you guys your predictions on the game, but all the last home games at Iowa have been like crazy last minute wins.
Yeah. Well, the big one, the equivalent to this game coming up is Michigan, which was 2 years ago, if I remember. 2 years ago.
Last
that,
year.
That was last
year. That was last
year.
They came in, what, number two? Number
three? Number two.
Man, I
think 18-point favorite, something heavy like
I
that.
I feel like Penn State's a different animal than that Michigan. Michigan, had, that was Michigan's first game outside the state of Michigan of last year. Iowa was coming off of an ass-kicking from Penn State.
Yeah.
I don't know. This game feels different.
I saw an NFL scout tweet about Barkley, who's their main player at Penn State. And the scout said he is better than Ezekiel Elliott is in every way.
Oh, geez.
Every way. Top speed, moves, catches, blocking, all of it.
I think Penn State will win by 17, 21.
Iowa shows up like they did
I hope Iowa
Texas,
plays better.
For sure.
I hope Iowa plays better because that means Iowa State's better. Like if Iowa goes out there and craps the bed, it makes that 3-point loss in overtime look a lot less impressive. If Iowa would go out and beat Penn State, then I'd be like, man, okay, maybe the clones have something here.
It's funny how you have to root that way. Like you want your loss to look a little bit better.
I wouldn't say I'm rooting that way. I'm just
logically thinking.
It helps Iowa State. Helps Iowa State if Iowa runs the table and looks impressive because our overtime loss then looks impressive in comparison. There's no question about it. It reminds me of one of my all-time sports pet peeves of when you hear it, the students normally start this chant, you're whooping a team. So if Iowa comes out and whoops Penn State, they're going to start chanting overrated during the game. Overrated, overrated. That makes your victory look crappy. Why would you say you're overrated? The chant should be rated just right. Rated just right.
There you go.
We just beat the number five team in the country, or the number four, whatever Penn State is this week. That chant is never made sense.
No.
To me.
No, it hasn't.
But yet, I've never been able to yell at
students. I always like
to tell them that.
My favorite chant taunting the other team was always start the bus.
That's my favorite, too.
That was a great chant back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that bothers me, speaking about...
You know what we used to do?
Start the bus is fine. That makes sense.
We used to do it... This is a good high school chant, if we have high schoolers listening, which I'm sure we do. Do this one. It's really insulting to the other team, especially in basketball. If you have, like, a really good freshman...
Yeah.
Who's, like... So we had a deal when I was a senior. We had a freshman who was one of our best players. This kid was a freaking stud. And the students would chant every time he'd score, he's a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the other, you know, I thought it was hilarious.
My other
We were so clever.
My other phrase, pet peeve on Southwest pet peeve. Iowa. This is pet peeve Friday. I'm going to save somebody from embarrassment with this one because I see this all the time. The phrase is not, I could care less.
Yeah, I could not care less.
I could not. I could care less means I care. I could care a little bit less.
That gets botched all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, you're right.
I could not care less.
I could not care less.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Does it bother you when you see that?
Grammar yeah, all the time.
Friday.
I don't know.
That bugs the crap out of me. My bigger pet peeve of that is when people mess up then and than.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's not that hard.
Then and then gets messed up a lot. Your...
Yeah.
You are your two. I see two get messed up constantly. T-O, T-O-O, T-W-O gets messed up.
If somebody
constantly.
Were to apply for a charter house real estate job and they did that, would you not hire them?
Yes. Yes.
Would you throw it away?
No, I mean, like.
Would you send them a condescending email and tell them to.
No, so this just came up, but I'm not going to mention the name because I think he listens to this, and that's okay because I already told him. But I said I was given a resume, and there were several. Errors on it. And I could have either said nothing or said something. I decided to say something and say, hey, man, when you're going out for these jobs, people like me are going to be looking at these things. And when it's not correct, we're going to say, okay, where's their attention to detail?
That's you know,
did
the problem.
Did they care, et cetera, right? So you try to give a little bit of constructive criticism on that. But, you know, nobody's perfect. And I think sometimes we rely on spell check too often. So spell check's not going to catch T-O-O or T-O. Based on your usage a lot of times.
Can you believe, Casey, that when we used to write papers, we actually wrote papers?
Yes.
I actually used to take a feather from a bird, and I would dip it in ink. And it took a long time, but that's how I wrote.
And then typewriters came around.
I've actually used a typewriter. Have you ever used a typewriter in your life?
We still have one in our storage room.
Do you remember the ding?
Mm-hmm.
Ding! When I was a little kid, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, just playing around on one.
Some old school writers still use typewriters because they like the sound. Oh, they like the click that
My favorite is the old school guys who still haven't learned how to, like, type. Oh. And they do the – yeah.
Yep.
See, so I'm more of that school, but I've done it so long, I'm fast at it. I've actually taken the typing class. I know how to hold my fingers.
There's nothing more valuable. The best class I took, kindergarten through Iowa State, was a keyboarding class in sixth grade.
Really?
Best class I took. I've used that class more than anything.
You do the proper positioning of your fingers.
Yeah. Dude, I'm 100 words a minute type. Like, I can.
You
fly.
Write a lot though. You better.
I mean,
you better. Be
I have a lot of
it.
Practice at it.
So we have a podcast 5 to get to too, but you wanted to let people actually get to know her.
Well, yeah, and she's been doing some kick-ass work. We're doing two big things coming up. Well, we're hoping to. So actually, I would like a lot of feedback on this Kansas State deal for real. So,
oh, really?
Well, I'd like to know, like, for people to tweet at us and be like, yeah, this sounds like something we'd be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mark, we're looking to put together, like, more of a premium type of road trip.
Yep.
In the past, we've done a lot of, hey, we're driving down to Manhattan, and then we're coming back that day, drink on the bus, all that stuff.
Yep.
What we're wanting to do this year, Casey, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I have a couple of former players in mind. Who will go? We'll stay at a nice hotel.
Absolutely.
Have a nice dinner. We're going to have like a...
So an actual overnight. That's like one of the differences.
Like a social type deal the night we get there with some former players. I will be there.
Yeah.
Includes a ticket to the game and we come back after the game. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. So thinking leave the Friday.
Yeah, leave that Friday.
After Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So just keep the party rolling.
Oh, it's Black Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was that weekend.
So it's Black Friday.
Well, Chris is out. He's got to shop at 3 a.m.
Where will I be?
I've never done that.
No, I'll be there. I'll be in Puerto Rico the week before for basketball.
Oh, so that's you're going to have a nice tan.
You poor bastard.
Well, actually, you know what? Puerto Rico's probably getting canceled because they just got pummeled by a hurricane.
Yeah, Puerto Rico literally has no power on the entire island.
So right my now. Guess is they will ship us to Orlando.
Okay.
Instead.
When is this? This is November.
That's a good thing because the Zika, I was going to have to wrap it up for 6 months if I went to Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
That's.
If you're trying to conceive, you can't.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Cammy's at that age. It's time to get going again.
Ironically.
Little sibling. Love it.
The
for real, though, like doctor gave me a big spiel on that.
That
like,
tournament will likely.
6 months thing is very strict.
That tournament will likely be moved. I don't think there's any way there's a basketball tournament that
they don't even have power in the entire like country.
And they said
Puerto Rico.
It could be months.
So, really? Before they have power?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they'll have power in some places, but they said it's the dark ages there, man. It's like.
Yeah,
it's,
we're not going to Puerto Rico.
It's bad.
Okay, so that is the week before Thanksgiving, and we're talking Black Friday for Kansas State.
Yes.
That actually works out.
Totally. So getting on a really nice charter bus.
Okay.
I think it's like
named
leather
after me.
Seats, ooh. Wi-Fi, pimped out.
Yes.
You know, bring your little Yeti on the bus. We can start at 1, 2 p.m., and then we're going to arrive in Manhattan around 6, clean up, do a super nice dinner with the former players, you know, giving a...
Yeah, we haven't booked them yet, so we're not going to name names, but I have some guys in mind.
It's a surprise.
Now Mark's going to try and guess.
I'm not going to try and guess. I'm just going to say if it's my neighbor, I'm not that impressed because I can just go over and say hi to him.
No.
So, you know.
Well, I might ask
other people
just
might
because
be.
I really like those guys and they'd be fun, but I don't think... I mean, people aren't going to pay to have a beer with Whitford. Now, if Lane Danielson will go and not wear a shirt the entire trip...
There you go.
Oh, man. Well, crap. What am I going to do without my wife that weekend?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, yeah.
I like that idea. What's the cost? Do we know yet?
No, we're looking into
that. Looking into that?
No. Yes. Excuse me. So we're still looking into that. I have a call this afternoon with a super nice hotel. It's called the Bluemont Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Down there.
Is it haunted? Because Williams will go if it is.
Ooh.
Can we go on a hunt?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been ghost hunting?
Probably when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Have you been to the Villisca house yet, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you sleep there? Or did you just visit it?
God, no. You think I'd do that?
I had someone ask me if I wanted to go do that. I
have
actually sleep there, spend the night.
It's in Des Moines by Raccoon River. they have a tiny house neighborhood. And I guess it's haunted.
I'm sure it is.
And these houses are like as big as your pool table.
People don't understand. There are ghosts everywhere.
Like probably in here
they
right now.
They say babies can see ghosts. Wow. You know when like babies are so focused and their eyes
so
are like watching?
At a ghost?
They say they can see ghosts like their past, like great grandmothers.
Interesting.
Before we moved in here, this was a bakery. So there's probably like some donut ghosts flying around right now as we speak.
Did you see that when that earthquake was going on?
Yeah.
In Mexico. So one of the things about aliens is
just
like,
one of the things.
No, okay. So like when the like reports of UFOs come in.
Yeah.
It's generally like it's crazy. There's like a map and it's in nuclear areas and like major natural disasters. Mhm. Mhm. And
not Iowa. Okay.
Correct. That's why we don't have any UFOs.
Okay. Makes
like
sense.
The UFOs, it's like they're doing nuclear tests like over the Asian Peninsula, like with North Korea, there's a ton of them. New Mexico, where we do all of our nuclear tests and stuff, that's where you see alien sightings, or UFO sightings is more accurate. And when those earthquakes were going on in Mexico, there's footage of like these green lights coming from the sky. It's insane.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Yeah.
Jeez. What's more likely to be real? Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, or aliens?
Oh, aliens. It's not even close.
For sure.
then Bigfoot. What's Loch Ness.
What's the probability?
That's trash.
What's the probability? Because if you understand the size of the universe, it's beyond our comprehension how big it is. It's ridiculously big. What's the odds that there's another Earth, just like this, somewhere else?
I think there's, I mean, like where there are humans?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I think.
Or green equivalent
to
humans.
Yeah, there's living creatures elsewhere. Come on. How arrogant are we to think that in this entire universe we're the only living creatures? Come on.
I tend to side with you on that one. It seems improbable we're the only one. But
have you guys,
I don't know,
ever seen the movie Interstellar?
I've seen the title on Netflix many times.
Can I give you guys?
I heard it was good, though.
That's your homework to watch.
I heard it was good.
It is crazy.
I'm going to give you guys a homework assignment for the weekend. It's a documentary called Unacknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
It's
about green people, isn't it?
It will change the way that you view all of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Netflix?
Unacknowledged.
Hulu,
yeah. Any of those.
Okay.
You can find it on any of them.
Okay.
Unacknowledged. I watched it on my iTunes.
I know you. Okay. I know you're not a movie guy, but have you ever seen the movie Signs?
Yes.
There's an
alien movie, I'm going to see it.
You're seeing
it? You love aliens.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to go alien hunting in Manhattan.
If a spaceship landed in your backyard and a green man came out and said, "Can I spend the night in your house?" Would you be willing to accept that, or would you be scared?
Well, I would absolutely be scared. But I'd probably accept it, too, because it's like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Even if he kills me. I'll be the dude killed by an alien.
Because this is how I would look at it. I got one or two options here. You tell him no, and he gets pissed and kills you.
Yeah.
Or you can try and win him over, and perhaps he won't kill you.
Bring him in for some snacks and
perhaps
give
he'll
him
just
some milk and cookies.
What if they don't like that?
Casey's the best. She brought cookies to our first radio show. Like, they were nice football cookies.
Oh, my gosh. This is a bad story.
Yeah. Well, they were really rotten.
I saw the cookies.
They were very good.
No, I cooked them too long.
The Fanatic cookies, right? They were all...
No, okay, those, I ordered those.
Okay.
But I just did the Pillsbury, you know, everyone has them growing up. They're pre-made, either Easter eggs,
I don't know why you're so
Halloween
sensitive about
cookies.
These.
Well, because the Nebraska Furniture Mart guy, Tim Mullen, I walked in after getting duct tape, and he has it in his mouth, and he chucks it out.
Oh, man. So you overcooked the cookies. This was your fault. That's what you're
I
saying.
Did. I cook.
Are you not a cook?
You know what? I cook, but I'm not a baker.
Okay.
And there's a huge difference.
I've never understood this. My wife says the exact
you
same
know why?
Thing.
Cooking, you never have to measure. You just throw it in and just kind of... you know, use it to taste.
Yeah.
Add a little bit more of this. That baking is so precise. If you do one, you know, extra teaspoon or a half a teaspoon, it completely changes.
See, it seems to me like it's the same thing. But my wife says this all the time. My wife says I don't bake.
I'm with Casey on this one. Totally different. Because I'm like the lead chef in our house.
I'll take your word for
it. I don't bake. I cook.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. So
okay.
So you're on record inviting the alien inside, which is good.
Don't give him my cookies. Make him your what's your favorite dish to make? Make him that.
Mac and cheese.
No. I'm a really good like stir fry Chinese food type.
Ooh.
That's what I make with the fresh vegetables. You got to make it fresh. You can't
team bonding frozen. At
are you
yeah. C-Dub's
I can picture you over there like they do it at Ohana.
Yeah.
You're like
yeah that's me.
You're Sai the whatever guy.
So what I've been doing though is I bought a half a cow, you know.
Yeah,
told you about that.
Yeah,
so
I've done that before.
I've got beef
where
coming
did you
up.
Buy this?
You go to a meat locker.
Well, my brother-in-law is a farmer, so
okay.
I just picked up.
We've done that before.
I picked out Ruby. I said I want that one, and we processed her, and now I got plenty of red meat. But I got more beef than I know what to do with.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's all sort like I.
That's called a good problem to have.
Yeah, I mean, I got all this beef, and it's all different kinds of beef. And it's like, so I'm just really creative. I've eaten more red meat in the last 2 months than...
I have the simplest explanation for sure, because I was talking with Katie Kinlan the other day about diet and stuff. And I was saying, like, I don't care what the arguments are against it. Like, the argument that convinces me that we were intended to be meat eaters, God made us that way, is because cows are delicious. They're delicious.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
I love cows.
I think because we have teeth.
Maybe
right?
maybe that too.
She's
but
onto
like,
something.
And I was saying, can you imagine the first caveman that's like, I'm freaking starving. I got to eat something.
Yeah.
And he looks at the cow out there and he's like, I'll give it a try.
When
and then he cooks that son of a bitch and he's like, oh my
yeah, this
God.
Is amazing. Guys, check this
Holy
out.
Holy crap,
And if
dude.
You have that part of the cow, it's even better.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did that. Somebody was the first person to eat a cow. And imagine imagine how awesome that was. I'd be stoked. Dude.
Your mind.
What a genius.
I would give anything to just be in Mark's mind for
I know.
A day.
No, it's a dangerous place, man. It's a dangerous place for sure. Do you want to do some Fawcast 5?
Yeah, we got to knock this out. I got to get to this blood drive.
Do you have some topics? I got a few.
I got one here. Aaron Hernandez, we all know about that tragedy / whatever you want to call it.
Waste of talent. Yep.
It comes out the advanced stages of CTE. He had the level of CTE in his brain of like a 67-year-old man.
And he died at 27.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my.
Yeah. I don't know like what to draw from this other than the CTE thing is very real. And it's different in different people. And I just, like, I can't wait to see what the next 10 years brings to the research.
It just seems like concussions are happening more and more easily almost. Like last night in the NFL game, both Rams wide receivers are in the concussion protocol. You know, every game in the NFL, it seems like 1, 2, 3, 4 players are going through that. So I think one of the big changes that's coming that will hopefully help is helmet redesign.
Yes, they're doing that. And they're customizing it to your own head.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll completely eliminate it.
Well, one thing like the Big Ten's doing that I love, and I think everybody should follow this, is they're taking brain scans of these guys when they arrive on campus and then when they leave.
Hmm.
So that'll be great research to get back. And then so Iowa State, I did not know this. Read the blog from Dr. Buck yesterday at the McFarland Clinic. It's up on our website now.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. They have a little replay camera that the Iowa State doctors do.
Yeah.
And what these guys are doing during the game is they're reviewing these different hits.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see something that's like, or if a guy's showing concussion symptoms, they can go back. That's what the camera's for. It has nothing to do with the game. It's specifically for head injuries.
I think we're going to continue to see a shift in football from things like elimination of kickoffs eventually. The dangerous plays, the high-speed plays, we're going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think it hurts football. You either have to accept it's violent and it's dangerous, or you don't play it. Because to watch a D-back not be able to make a play because he's going to get targeting or get in trouble or whatever, that sucks. It has changed the game. But, again, some things are just inherently dangerous.
You brought up targeting. That was my second for the Fawcast 5. The targeting is up 73% increase from the first 3 weeks of last year. This is in college football.
Yep.
55 targeting penalties have been enforced so far this year. Last year at this time, the number was at 35.
And I would say
there's no rule changes.
The common denominator for a targeting call, if you watch a lot of football, which I do, is the lowering of the head.
Correct.
That is it. If you're a football player, don't lower your head. You're probably not going to get called for targeting.
Just like that one with Lanning last week in the Akron game. He didn't – they reviewed
it. Which was a pathetic to even call that in the first place.
Correct, but they looked at it. They saw he didn't lower the head.
Yeah.
I mean, he clearly was just trying to tackle the guy.
So coaches everywhere. And I remember when I started tackle football in seventh grade. This was a long time ago. They were talking about tackle with your head up. They've always talked about this. They just have to emphasize it more. Non-football related stuff.
Yeah.
Uber banned in London.
I saw that.
Yes.
What is your guys' take on Uber? Love it? Hate it?
I personally love it.
I do too.
So apparently in London, the head that decides transportation has said it's not fit and proper. Some London type phrase.
I like.
It could be reviewed and could be overturned. But as of now, at the end of September, Uber will be banned in London.
And that's going to wipe out 40,000 Uber drivers.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, can't they just drive Lyft?
I assume if Uber's banned, Lyft is banned.
Yeah, because they're the same thing.
So
yeah.
I like have a weird fascination with taxi drivers and Uber drivers. Yeah. I think they're great. And every time I get in one, like if I get in a cab, I'll be like, man, do you hate Uber?
Yeah.
And I just let them go.
Yeah.
And I'll do the same in like the cities. I'll be like, hey, why don't you drive taxis? And I just let them go off on each other.
Yeah.
So I do this every time I get in a ride, right?
Yeah.
And now they're all doing both.
Mm-hmm.
All the Uber drivers are like, oh, yeah, I'm on Lyft, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, why not? Capitalize. If they let you do it, why not do it?
Well, Uber's, like, terrible to work for as far as compared to Lyft. Like, Lyft, they give you a lot more bennies and stuff.
I think Uber's awesome.
Except when they have a surge.
Yeah. Yeah. Which,
just got to wait that out. And that's why it's good to have competition, because we have Lyft in Des Moines now. Like, we went out a few weeks ago, and the Lyft was like it was going to be like a $23 less than it was on Uber to get back to Bondurant.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. So most of us seem like Uber. Is Iowa the best place to live? Here's my point.
Aww.
Here's my point. Look around at the rest of the world. You got places that are hotter. You got places that have hurricanes. You've got – I saw John Miller's post even in Oklahoma the other day. He said he's been in his house 4 months. He's seen like 100 black widow spiders and a few brown recluses. Those things can kill a small child. We don't have that, at least not commonly, in Iowa. We don't have scorpions. We don't have snakes. We don't have earthquakes.
We have snakes.
Well, not poisonous, venomous snakes in Ankeny that are going to hurt you. The point is, yes, we have a winter. Thankfully for global warming, it's getting a little better. Okay?
Winter's not that bad anymore.
So really, the only thing we really have to worry about in Iowa is tornadoes, and even those have become more rare.
Yeah.
So is Iowa the best place to live? I would say it's fantastic.
I don't ever want to live anywhere else. Casey, do you ever want to live anywhere other than Iowa? You seem like a girl who'd like to move to the beach someday.
Yes. Yeah. I do. I just think
you can visit the beach.
Yeah. Just
you can go on vacation.
Get a beach house.
True. Or even like...
If you start making a ton of sales, you can afford a beach house here before too long.
Why don't we all just go in on one together?
Yeah, have you been to Lake Luverne in Ames? I mean, what do you need a beach for?
Yeah, we got
Lancelot.
Lancelot, yeah.
You know, you don't
they
need
hiss
that. You
at you.
You don't need that.
I do love it here.
Speaking of beaches, all right, next topic. Free trips, would you take one? Here's the catch.
Okay.
Buddy of mine, friend of the program, John Liebel, he's in the ad world, so he gets trips given to him for sales and all that kind of crap. We were talking the other day about a trip to...
She knows Liebel. We went and had had coffee with him.
I think the trip was to... Let's assume the trip is totally free, right? Totally free trip for a week, but the trip involves 23 hours one way in a plane, 23 hours back. So you got 2 days of nothing but travel. At what point do you say, thanks, but no thanks, I don't want that
Where
trip?
Where are you going? That takes...
I think that was Fiji. Something like that.
I would go.
Yeah. Would you go no matter what?
Yes.
Because Liam and I were kind of of the same opinion. Like, man, I don't know. That's not very appealing to me. The idea of super, super, super long travel does not appeal to me in any way.
I just love travel.
An 8-hour plane flight max is all I want to do.
If I have an opportunity to go to Fiji for free, I would absolutely go.
True. Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Just like if the alien came to your backyard. You gotta take him
up on
a beer.
See, but you invite the alien inside thinking he wants milk and cookies, and actually he wants fingers and belly lint.
As long as he's not
it's a mistake on your part.
If he's not dripping with slime, I'd be okay with
that. What if he is? You're like, no, your wife's Ashley's going to be like, he's going to get that on the carpet. You know, and then you got a problem.
That's, yeah.
All right, would you go? Long trip? Would you take it or no?
Casey, take the trip.
Oh, gosh. 23 hours?
Yeah.
Then, like, when you hit hour 20, I would think of the TV show Lost.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
I have no desire to go that far.
I've heard of Lost. I never watched
it. The only exception I'd make to this rule is I've seen this on I think it's the Emirates airline. Like when you fly to Dubai, they've got some planes where you basically have your own little apartment in the plane. I mean, it closes off. It's just you in there. You got a reclining chair that becomes a bed. You can get access to a shower on the plane.
Oh, wow.
So you get like 15 minutes of bathroom time. Like that would be a little different. I'd travel that way. All right, Williams, last one here. I saw that you commented on this the other day. I want to get your take back to football. Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd said they are a top brand, but not a top program, basically. They're a top 10 brand.
No, it was Klatt said that they're a top 10 brand.
No, I think Cowherd agreed with that, but not as a football program. But regardless of that, what is your take on Notre Dame football?
Well,
is it in the past, so to speak?
Well, their dominance is because why they were able to build themselves up the way that they did was because of how television contracts.
The only game in town,
yeah.
So to speak.
They were the only, because they weren't in a conference, they had their own television deal with NBC, and they were on. It's just why the Braves have a ton of fans all over the country.
That's why the Cubs
are
popular.
Because they had their own TV networks back in the day before everybody was on TV.
Yep.
So they don't have that anymore. But because of the whole Catholic thing, mm-hmm. and because of the tradition and the Four Horsemen, and for God's sakes, the movie Rudy, like they have a, like you, this argument between Klatt and Cowherd, who are probably two of my three or four favorite commentators for what it's worth. I love both of those guys. The argument was, would you let Notre Dame in to recruit your son? And you absolutely would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are. Notre Dame still. Do I think it's a top 10 job if you're a coach? No, I absolutely don't. However, it's still a top 10 brand, and you would let that coach come in and recruit your son.
I think that argument he used was a little bit flawed because he also said at the same time he used the word visits, too. You only have so many visits, right?
You agree with me? Take.
Nobody in their right mind is going to say no to Notre Dame wanting to come into the living room and say hi. I think you're going to do that, right? But would you take a visit there? If you only have so many visits, would you take one? I think any player that's a top 10 caliber talent now, any high school senior that's thinking about where to go, I think Notre Dame is pretty far down on that list. Unless they really care about the academics as well.
Do you agree with me there's a difference between a brand and a program, though?
Yeah.
Program is...
The brand for Notre Dame has stayed strong throughout. The program with Bob Davies and all that other stuff has changed drastically over
Clemson
the years.
Clemson has a better program than Notre Dame. Notre Dame still has a better brand than Clemson.
Clemson doesn't even have a brand, in my opinion.
It's not a national one.
Well, yeah, because that means, do you see people walking around that have Clemson stuff on in the state of Iowa?
You see Notre Dame everywhere.
You don't.
Notre Dame's probably like the third or fourth most popular college team.
Are people
in
buying, you know, go to Heartland flagpoles and flags? Does anybody want Clemson flags or do they want Notre Dame flags?
Not if you live in Iowa.
That's my point, and that's what makes a brand.
Or even
so I agree
visiting. Like, because I took a family trip and we visited Notre Dame
Absolutely.
For a basketball game.
I would love to
We
do
would
that.
Never go visit Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to see him run down the hill?
Just history.
Carper and I, my buddy Carper, we try and get to a different college game every year. And that's like on our bucket list is to go to Notre Dame.
Oh,
Notre Dame.
Beautiful.
It's not because Notre Dame is this elite program right now. It's because it's Notre Dame.
It's history. You want to see where Rudy and Joe Montana played?
And this whole
time?
Like Brian Kelly like sucks stuff. Like, jeez.
There's just
when Brian Kelly gets fired, and he will.
Yeah.
Eventually. There will be schools lining up to hire that guy.
Here's the problem with Notre Dame, though. When I say to you Notre Dame football, what jumps out? What jumps out for you from a style perspective?
The Gold Dome.
From something that's unique about what they do?
No.
When you think Clemson, you think D-line.
Dabo. I think Dabo.
You think D-line. You think Dabo. You think, you know.
Clemson's a program where their coach has overgrown what the program is. He's the star there.
Yeah.
Which is great if you can get a guy like that.
Well, hell, the way they're playing, they might win the national title.
Dabo would be a great fit at Notre Dame.
I think they'll pay him well.
He's all Christianity. It's, you know,
continue.
He loves quoting the Bible. Like, he'd be perfect there.
Is he Catholic, though?
I don't know.
You don't have to be.
I don't think you have to be Catholic to be the head coach.
No, you do not have to be Catholic to be there. But
it sure
probably
helps.
Doesn't hurt.
That's how Scott Drew's built up that Baylor basketball program. He just goes to every Baptist house of every prospect, and he just preaches the Baptist way, and like that's how they was able to do
that. Can't help but wonder if Baylor basketball is going to take a hit like football does because of name association.
It'll hurt because, I mean, because you think Baylor, it's
no
still,
one, no one's saying that name with pride.
We
right
just
now.
Think of Duke football and basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Duke football is actually, man, they're decent.
They're coming back. That Cutcliffe's a really good coach, I think.
They're decent. Now I tend to agree with you. By the way, I was going to ask you, because I know originally your station took hits on this. I disagreed with it, and it was mostly from Hawk fans. But Coward joined 1460, which I think is a massive upgrade over
Absolutely.
Rich Eisen.
Absolutely.
Right?
Not even
and
close.
Hawk fans that I saw on Twitter, places like that, Heather Burnside's posts, et cetera. Like, I'm never listening again because he calls Liars. Iowa the fake ID of college football.
Iowa it's fans
like,
also.
You either like solid takes and good people that are really good at their job, or you don't. Does he bash on the Hawks a little bit? Absolutely. But he's still a mile better than Eisen, even with that.
Dude, it's from a programming standpoint, it's an absolute no-brainer. If you can get
and ironically, the person that made that decision, if I understand, is a Hawk fan.
Yeah.
Andrew Downs brought him to the station.
Correct.
Right?
He's an Iowa fan.
He's a big Iowa fan.
Yes.
At least he's a smart Iowa fan.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, if you could objectively look at it, like Cowherd does 10 times better radio. It's better for our market because Cowherd does a ton of college stuff, where Eisen's basically just NFL constantly.
NFL.
Which our audience just
doesn't care as much about.
We're a college audience.
Yep.
It'll be a really – I guarantee the books show it too.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Hawk fans also said they never listen to my show when I got a show because I'm the Cyclone guy.
Yeah.
And that hasn't turned out to be the case. So this is that was a deal that they had like a 1 week lifespan and now they're all fine.
Yeah.
We haven't seen one tweet since like the day after.
Now,
here's
what's going to be interesting. If Penn State goes in and beats the crap out of Iowa
Fake
this
ID.
Weekend, what happens next week with Coward? What's he going to say?
Well, the thing is, Colin, I'm sure, knows. Well, he does know he's on in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Because he recorded liners and stuff like that. Those
yeah.
guys know when they add a market.
Yep.
And he absolutely will play that.
Well, he even said in one of those, he alluded to the fact that some of you may not like this or something, whatever he said.
Yeah.
So he's playing off of that. He gets it. Now, I think it's a big upgrade for you guys.
I totally agree.
For sure.
All right. Bye week. Casey, thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Will you come back?
Oh, for sure. If there's, you know... Involved.
Oh yeah.
By
the way,
a real Friday after work podcast.
I've been lazy again on my my real estate take, so I have nothing for.
You don't have another one?
No, I promise to have them next week. I'm gonna go record a bunch
it's
more.
It's bye week.
So I would say
even a bye week in the real estate world.
Oh yeah.
Casey, so I'm giving my time to you. Do you want to plug anything? You've got your time here to plug anything you want to plug.
Ooh. Well, thank you.
Sell Fanatic.
Oh, I would just say. Just look at Twitter, Facebook, any social media outlet, Instagram, getting big on Snapchat for the beer club coming up. And then for sure, the K-State, exclusive bus trip.
This beer club is going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
So basically, we're partnering with local breweries and we're going to have monthly like meetings.
For Fanatic fans, right?
Correct. But it's an exclusive club, though. You have to like
pay to join.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you'll get like a T-shirt and maybe a trucker hat and like stuff like that.
Specialty
it's cool.
card.
I promise you guys, the day you start the Milk Club, I'm gonna join that.
Mark is such a dork.
The Milk Club.
Oh, I love milk so much.
Whole milk.
It's so.
Do you
good.
Like chocolate milk?
Yeah, but I'll pick white milk over that. Not because I'm racist. Just
I was gonna say, what the
gosh.
Hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's but no, the beer club. If I was a beer aficionado, which everyone seems to be these days,
just
I think that would be good.
Me there.
I do like Moscow Mules.
We'll do that.
I'm a gin and tonic guy, though, but I do like Moscow Mules for sure.
Such a chick.
I admit it. All right.
Yeah, I own it.
At least I don't lie to people like Graywood. He's like, I like Scotch. I drink it all the time. It tastes great. Like nobody thinks Scotch tastes great. They're all liars. Everybody.
It's certainly an acquired. Now I'm like that with bourbon, though. I love like good bourbon. Now I don't like the trash.
Yeah.
But like, so
Premium.
Templeton Rye on board, you know, and they gave me a bottle of that 6 year.
Is it all gone?
Is that what you guys drank last night?
No, I just had beer last night. Because,
Bush Light night.
Yeah, that. Sitting around the driveway with my Bondurant friends, isn't it? It generally is just how many beers can you take down in about 2 hours. That's what that turned into.
It becomes a
but
contest.
But that 6 year Templeton Rye, my God, is phenomenal.
Really? Oh. Any left?
Yeah, I got some left. You can try it.
Next Friday,
she just wants
try
vodka.
It.
What's your brand of vodka, by the way? What do you like?
Oh, I'm kind of a...
You're not,
snob.
You're not,
Grey Goose.
I was going to say she's a well girl, but she's not. She said
no,
she went the other way.
I like.
My wife likes Grey Goose too, by
I
the way.
I love Tito's. Belvedere's
is good.
Tito's is
Belvedere,
phenomenal.
Kettle One.
We have Tito's at our house.
Tito's
downstairs.
Is my favorite vodka.
For sure. The thing is, I mean, when you get up higher, you can mix it with, you know, just water or ice, and it's a lot better than...
Drinking, your drinking choice equates to your gambling activities, by the way. My wife will be like, why can't you just bet $5 a game? Well, everybody starts there. And then when you go up a level, you can never go back down again because it just doesn't feel the same. And in your case, it doesn't taste the same.
Absolutely.
It's a direct equivalent. So premium all the way. Premium bets. And by the way, good luck yesterday.
Oh,
oh man. Williams lock was the under in the NFL game last night for those that missed it.
What game?
The teams doubled the over under. The over under was about 40. They scored 80.
In my defense, and you know this, I was not the only person on that position.
A lot of people picked it.
Yeah.
It was a massive miss by the betting industry. That's
yeah,
for sure.
That's for sure. It shows to you never know what's going to happen.
I find it so humorous that you literally run radio ads where you talk about your lock, knowing your history of locks.
Yeah. Well, it's if you can't pick up on it, that's we're ironic with the ad.
During the segment, are you at least saying, please don't listen to what I'm saying?
No, because you got to sell it. Like,
oh, man.
But like, if people have listened to me and know me well enough, they know I'm clowning.
I really,
like, these are real picks that I'm making, but I also don't take myself seriously.
I really hope you never get the letter in the mail saying, Williams, I lost my house because of you.
I'm 7-7-1 on the year, so I'm right.
It's not terrible.
I'm literally at 500 right now.
It's not terrible.
All right. Good podcast today, everybody.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming in, Casey.
Happy Friday.
Mark, we got to figure out when to do next week's because of a Thursday game.
We got a Thursday game.
We'll figure that out.
Figure it out.
Thanks for listening, everybody.